This week's parasha, Parashas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol. It says in the Pasuk, Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Mipesach HaMoed, Loiseitu Shivas Yomim Adyoim, Melois Yimim Luechem, Ki Shivas Yomim Imalies Yedlechem. And three seconds later, Vayas Aaron Uvonav Eskol Advor Mashativa Hashem, Biyad Moshe. You, Aaron, and his children shall not leave the entrance of the Moed for 7 days until the day when your days of inauguration are completed, because for 7 days your hands shall be filled, for 7 days you shall be inaugurated. Aaron and his sons performed all of the matters that Hashem commanded through the hands of Moshe, Biyad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his sons to remain in the Mishkan for 7 days while Moshe would perform the Avodah. After the 7 day period, on the 8th day, Aaron and his sons would take over from Moshe, and they would be the ones performing the Avodah. What is the meaning of the Torah when it says that for 7 days your hands shall be filled? What does that mean? Your hands. Imalayas Yedchem. The Torah mentions numerous times that the command of Hashem was performed as He commanded them, or as He commanded Moshe, or as He commanded Moshe and Aaron. This is the only time the Torah says, "Ashetiv Hashem biyad Moshe," that Hashem commanded through the hands of Moshe. What is the meaning of the hands of Moshe? Rashi says, "Vayas Aaron Ivanim." It's called "Vorm Ashetiv Hashem biyad Moshe." This comes to extol the praises of Aaron and his sons that they did not veer to the right or left of what they were commanded, although they did not hear the command directly from Hashem. The Teyas Koyinim said that Aaron and his sons were happy to accept the words of Moshe as if they heard it directly from the Rebbeinu Shel. It says in the Gur Aryeh, the commandments were many and detailed, yet Aaron and his sons did not deviate one iota. Prominent individuals tend to be resentful when they must obey instructions received through a contemporary. Aaron HaKoyin had no resentment that he received the command of Hashem through Moshe. He followed the instructions with great joy as if he had heard it directly. It says in the Hamidover, these 7 days were days that Moshe performed the Avodah and not Aaron and his sons. Moshe told them not to leave the entrance of the Moed for all 7 days, even though they were not performing the Avodah. Moshe explained that they need to fill up their hands. They needed to be trained in how to do the Avodah with great joy and zrizus, alacrity. It said in the Nachal Kedumim that even though Aaron and his sons were not doing the Avodah, they stayed and watched meticulously for the 7 days in which Moshe was performing the Avodah. The Malbim says, all the times that the Torah says Kashativa Hashem es Moshe, it is said that way because it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was commanded from Hashem. However, in deference to the covenant of Aaron and his sons, Moshe was only a messenger to give this command, but the command was for Aaron and his sons. Therefore, the Pasuk says that Aaron and his sons performed the matters that Hashem commanded them as was given to them through the hands of Moshe, meaning Moshe was like a shliach, a yad, a messenger. The Chasam Sofer says, the concept of Milu Yudayim mentioned twice in the final psukkim of this parasha may be a remnant to the final days of one's life when one's hands are full with all of the accomplishments of his life. According to this approach, the Torah is urging us to never leave the entrance of the Ohel Moed, but rather to focus our thoughts completely on our Avodas Hashem for the 7 decades of our life. If one does this, Yoyim Melois Yimei Moechem, on the final days of his life, he will not leave this world empty-handed. Rather, Shivas Yomim Yimalei Yedchem, his hands will be full of his accomplishments of his 7 decades of life. And the next pasuk continues, Kasher also b'yoyim hazeh, as he did on this day, on the basis that one brought all of his accomplishments of the final day of his life with him, Tziva Hashem l'chaper aleichem, Hashem had commanded that you should achieve a kapara. The Chasam Sofer says, At the entrance of the Ha'amayit you shall dwell day and night for a 7-day period. Aaron and his children are symbolically demonstrating how we should live our lives during the years we are given by the Ribbono Shel'Olam on this earth. For all 7 decades of your life, you must never lose sight of the true objective, Olam Haba. Dr. Frank Sefer, how does one achieve this? He must position himself at the entrance of the Olam Hayit, Olam Haba. One must see this world as a corridor which leads to the palace. What's the palace? The palace is Olam Haba. One never knows when his last day is. Therefore, one must live each day doing tshuva and performing avodas Hashem. If one does this, the pasuk says, "Shmartem mishmeres Hashem b'loisam usu." If one heeds the guidelines of Hashem in this world, he will not die in the next world. He will be granted eternal life in the palace of Olam Haba. The Panei Achrozah says, Ashetziva Hashem b'yad Moshe. This teaches us that Moshe used all the strength of his hands to follow the Ratzon Hashem and his commands. Yad, referring to a person's strength, and Moshe did everything humanly and possibly more than that possible to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. It says in the Hamidover that Aaron and his sons did everything that Hashem commanded them through the words of Moshe. Moshe was mechadish things that he was not commanded by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Aaron and his sons performed everything, even the commands which were from the hands of Moshe, commands that did not emanate directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather they were from Moshe. Moshe was mechadish them. It says in the Lechem Min HaShemayim, the pasuk should say Vayasu, Vayas Aaron Uvona. It says Vayas Aaron Uvona. It should say Vayasu, and they, Aaron and his sons. Why say Vayas Aaron Uvona? The pasuk is meramis to us that they did it ish echod b'leiv echod, like one man with one heart. They did it. Aaron and his children were one. They performed it with great joy to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. It says in the Keren LeDavid. Gather the entire assembly to the entrance of the Olam Hayit, and the assembly was gathered. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Dalet says that one should hurry to do a mitzvah, and one should not let mitzvahs become chometz. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo says, one should have a great desire to perform the mitzvahs of Hashem. He should rush to perform them and show a love for the mitzvahs. Hashem commanded Moshe that he should gather Klal Yisrael. The Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael were gathered by themselves. They were gathered by themselves even before they were commanded because of their great excitement for the Torah and mitzvahs and their great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Yismach Moshe, why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? He says that Klal Yisrael was Shema Shabbos even when they were in Mitzrayim, as it says in the Medrash. However, because of Avodah Zarah, they were like a kofer in the entire Torah, as the Gemara in Nedarim tells us. On Shabbos HaGadol, Klal Yisrael cleansed themselves of their Avodah Zarah, and were Moshe Nefesh when they tied the animals that were the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzri into the corner of their beds in preparation of the Korban Pesach. Tshuva and Shmir Shabbos served as a kapara for their previous averis, their sins of Avodah Zarah. Shabbos HaGadol was the day that Klal Yisrael achieved the kapara. They were Moshe Nefesh with great love for their Ribbono Shel Olam. Being that they did it with great love, it was deemed as if all of the Shabbosos that they had previously kept were performed properly without the sin of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, because on that one Shabbos, Klal Yisrael were credited with properly keeping thousands of Shabbosos. Why does the Torah tell us that Aaron and his sons followed the command of Hashem that they received through the hands, b'yad Moshe? Aaron and his sons were not getting the opportunity to actually perform the avodah at this time. They were just watching Moshe and learning from him. Preparation is a fundamental part of the Torah HaKadoshah. People often do not want to prepare, they just want to get to the part where they're actually doing something. Yet if one does not prepare properly, he will not do his job correctly as it should be. Aaron's sons and the entire Klal Yisrael demonstrated a great love for their Rebbeinu Shlomo. It is because of this true love that the desire for honor did not get in the way. Aaron and his sons did not mind that they were receiving the commands through the hands of Moshe. Not only did Moshe tell them what Hashem commanded them to do, Moshe added things which he was mechadish. All of these commandments Aaron and his sons performed with great joy. It was not about covet, honor. Who needs that? It was all about bringing in Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos HaGadol is a time of preparation for the great Yom Tov of Pesach. We have to prepare for it. You can't just go into Pesach and say, oh, well, I'll look in HaGadol and see what the Peter says. It's not enough. You have to think about what Pesach means. Perhaps pick up a HaGadol on Shabbos HaGadol. This year you have a whole week until Pesach to understand deeper meanings and even a simple meaning of Pesach, of what it meant to be taken out of Mitzrayim, to be chosen and taken as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation. We should be zoicha to see the ultimate gula, which is the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim, be as goyel, mehera, be amenu, amen. This week's Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol. It says in the pasuk, "Ufarshat es begodov v'lovash begodim acherim." The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yudal says, "The Abacha Bar Abba said in the name of Yechanan." We learn from this pasuk that a person should have separate clothes specifically and exclusively for Shabbos. The Tanit Beir Bishmol says that the Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz, clothes in which one was dressed in when he cooked a pot of food for his master, he should not be dressed in when pouring a cup of wine for his master. The pasuk is referring to taking out the ashes, Hatzois Hadeshen. When the Kohen is taking out the ashes, which is compared to cooking for the master, he should not wear the same clothing as when he is doing higher levels of avoda, such as pouring wine and bringing karbonis on the mizbeach. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel quotes an apostate in Yeshaya, "V'chibadatay me'asois derechecha." We learn from V'chibadata that our Shabbos clothing should not be the same as our weekday clothing. The Ben Yehuda asks, why do we need two psukim? To teach us the same lesson. We said, we learned this half from our pasuk, "Ufarshat es begodov v'lavash begodim acherim." We have another source that says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same lesson? The Ben Yehuda answers, as the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Kuf Vav says, that we learn from the pasuk in Shemois, "Zochar Hashem Shabbos Lekatshoi." Kiddush should be said on wine and not on bread. What should one do if he only has enough money to either buy wine for Kiddush or new clothes for Shabbos? Should he buy wine or new clothing? We have two psukim that teach us that we need separate clothing for Shabbos. We have only one pasuk that teaches us that kiddush should be made on wine. Therefore, the psak is that one should spend the money on clothing and make kiddush on bread since he could not afford wine. So the two psukim, he shows us the chavivas of the new clothing over the wine for kiddush versus the bread. Another possible answer to our question is that there are two psukim to make us aware of the importance of wearing different special clothing for Shabbos, even if our weekday clothing seems special as well. On the other hand, if one has special clothing for Shabbos that are not appropriate for Shabbos, then this does not fulfill the requirement. So there's two psukim, one to teach us that it has to be designated for Shabbos, special, only exclusive, but not just that, that's one pasuk. But another pasuk is that it's not enough to be exclusive, it has to be taka worthy, it has to be clothing that is worthy to cover the Shabbos. It says in the Ramah, in the Siman Tov Lamed, that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, because of the nace that happened on that day. The Mishnah Berurah elaborates, the year that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the 10th of Nisan, was on a Shabbos. The Yidden took sheep and tied it to their bedposts. The Goyim, the Mitzrayim, considered the sheep as gods. The nace that occurred was that the Goyim remained silent and let the Yidden take their sheep. That was the nace of Shabbos HaGadol. The Chassam Sofer asks, every time Klal Yisrael commemorates an event in history, the date that the event occurred is always what is used. We have Hanukkah, Chof Hei Kislev, Chanu Chof Hei. We have Purim, Yudalid Adar. The point is the day. We take the day and that's what we use. Over here, we don't use that date. Rather, we use the Shabbos. Why Shabbos? And for the Chassam Sofer, the reason why Shabbos HaGadol is always commemorated on Shabbos, because Shabbos was a key factor in this miracle. All of the makos that occurred in Mitzrayim never occurred on Shabbos. Even if it was in the middle of a makah, on Shabbos that makah took a break. Yud Nissen was in the middle of makos choshech. Shabbos came and the makah took a break. No makos choshech on Shabbos. Had it not been Shabbos, the Mitzrayim would not have seen the Yidden tying the sheep to the bedpost, and there would not have been an S. Being that Shabbos is what caused the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, we always commemorate this Nes on Shabbos. So the whole Nes came about because of Shabbos. If it would have been a Tuesday, it was in the middle of Makos Choshech, it was pure darkness for the Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have seen Klal Yisrael taking their sheep. And then, the fact that they didn't see it, obviously they wouldn't scream out and attack Klal Yisrael. And this happened because it was Shabbos. There was no Choshech for the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim saw Klal Yisrael taking their sheep, and nonetheless they were quiet. Let us analyze what happened in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Klal Yisrael and the whole world that He and only He is in control of the entire universe. One way of achieving this was by bringing the makos. He's in the middle of the makos of Choshech and Shabbos comes. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He temporarily stops the makos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to impress on Klal Yisrael the importance of Shabbos. He's in the middle of demonstrating to the world who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating through the makos, I am God, the creator of the world. I'm the one who controls the world. In the middle, temporary reprieve, no choshech. Shabbos comes and everything is put on hold until after Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, our petty issues that we have should certainly be put on hold for Shabbos. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, as the Torah mentions Shabbos numerous times because it is harder than most other mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of Shabbos are mentioned numerous times. The Torah says not to steal. It is a rule that applies at all times. You're not allowed to steal on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on every month, on every day, every year. You're not allowed to steal. However, 6 days a week we go to work. You're allowed to do malacha. We're allowed to do avoida. On the seventh day we need to rest. We need to differentiate between one day and another. Yesterday we were allowed to do things that today are also. This is Bederach HaTeva, much harder to adhere to. The Ben Ish Chai in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin says that if one does an Aveir on Shabbos, it is worse than if he does it on a weekday. If one learns Torah for one hour on Shabbos, it has more value than learning 1,000 hours on a weekday. Again, Ben Ish Chai, in the Binyo, someone Chasham does an Aveira, it's worse if he does it during the week. And if someone learns Torah on Shabbos for 1 hour. He gets, it's as if he learned 1,000 hours. Pili ploim. Maybe we can explain the reason that there are two psukim to teach us that we need to have Shabbos clothing, both in Parashat Tzav and in Yeshaya. It's to stress to us that we need to do actions that will remind us at all times of the holy day Shabbos. It is not enough to be wearing fine clothing. It has to be fine clothing special for Shabbos. Hopefully, by us taking actions that remind us on a constant basis that it is Shabbos, we will utilize Shabbos to its fullest. The Nes that occurred on Shabbos HaGadol signifies that everything about Shabbos Kodesh is unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a break from his Makkah, demonstrating to the world who he is. Shabbos Kodesh comes, Makkah temporarily not there, a temporary reprieve. It's Shabbos Kodesh. We rest. Shitaka B'Zaycha, the Shabbos HaGadol, to walk away with an understanding of the great Kedusha of Shabbos, the nace that happened on Shabbos, and the preparation for leaving Mitzrayim and accepting the Torah. Have a good Shabbos.